It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Here we are on a Two for Tuesday or Taco Tuesday, whatever your preference. We're back on the air after a nice holiday. I hope you enjoyed your three-day weekend. I know I did. And I wanted to start off today with a little message from our governor in Arizona, Doug Ducey. He said, "Our hearts go out to the family of Goodyear firefighter Austin Peck, who recently passed away. Today he's ordered all the flags in Arizona to be at half-staff in honor of the firefighter Peck's life and his service. So if you happen to drive around today and you see flags at half-mast, you'll understand why. I believe he had an illness because I saw that somewhere else, too." All right. This is Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by all kinds of sponsors. We start off with Warm Scene, our newest sponsor, with four new doctors to serve you. If you have questions, call Warm Scene at 763-CARE. The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Baron Pest Solutions, and he's on the show too soon, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And our first guest in the studio, the Queen of Kids. That's a good title.
I like that.
Queen of Kids?
Queen of Kids.
Yeah. Is Autumn Boyle Robinson with the Boys and Girls Club, CEO extraordinaire. And when they change your title to CEO, do they say, "Oh, and by the way, we're going to give you this much more money"?
You know, it's I think the funniest part about the job is I was a little naive to the amount of paperwork involved.
Yeah, because there's a lot of grants, huh?
There's a lot of grants.
And grants, people don't understand grants. They think you just apply for the money, and then if you get it, yay! But when you get it, that's when the paperwork starts.
Absolutely.
Because you have all these benchmarks you have to meet.
Yes.
And Dr. Carolyn Stewart in here a couple of weeks ago, and she was saying, oh, man, the grants at the school district and the benchmarks and the paperwork. Same thing.
Yeah, it's just a lot of paperwork. And like QuickBooks, that's not my strong point. I'm not an accountant. But luckily I have a great accountant now. So it's all been great. But yeah, so there was definitely a little bit of a
learning curve.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. You thought, I'll just go in and manage some little adults that'll manage the little kids. This
right?
is gonna be a piece
it's
of cake.
Be great.
Yeah. I have my own office and then grants? Yeah. I know. That's a lot of work.
A lot of work, but I truly enjoy it.
So. And like I said, the average person out there probably doesn't understand grants. They just think, oh, you got a grant for that. Well, yeah, I got a grant for that, but I got 25 hours into this grant.
Yes, exactly.
It takes a lot of time.
And the Human Resources aspect was quite the shocker, too. Like, I've been hired from places and I've left places, but I've never been on the actual, like,
hiring and firing
track. Hiring. Oh, here's your giant stack of paperwork to fill out. Yes. And then I have to do something with all that paperwork.
Then you've got to store it and keep it and maintain it.
Exactly. Yeah. And make sure they get paid. Like,
payroll. That's right. That's right. So, because most of your staff is former members.
I do have a fair amount of my staff that have been, they started in as Boys and Girls Club kids.
Yeah. I mean, they grew up in the club.
They grew up in the club. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's always fun, especially to see them. Like, I have one that has kind of come through the ranks where she literally started as a summer staff, and she's grown into a program staff and then a unit director, and now she's my director of operations. And that's been an awesome journey to be a part of.
Right.
And then you have the ones who go off and graduate from high school, and then they go away, and then they come back. And that's fun, too.
They come back with an education and go, hey, you should hire me now.
They're like, I miss this place. And so that's really nice.
Well, and John Moss's wife.
Kim
was teaching and decided she didn't want to teach anymore and came back to the club.
She did, and she actually left us. But
Oh, she did?
She did, yep.
Yep. I didn't know that.
I know. Oh. I think she went back to college, so
that's all good. So. Well, that's always good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I try really hard. I don't want to hold anybody back from their dreams. And I think
that so many people in the public just think that the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, these type of organizations are babysitters.
Right.
But you guys are program driven.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not babysitting.
No.
I mean, kids don't get to walk in there and go, I'm just going to play basketball for 2 hours so my mommy picks me up.
Nope.
No.
No.
What are some of the programs?
So one of our big ones is Power Hour. So right when they come into club, if they have homework, we sit them down and we help them with their homework.
Ah.
So they have that quiet space to truly focus and get their homework done. We make sure there's always snacks so everybody's fed because they come off that bus and they are hungry.
Yep.
And then we also do, we have arts programs, so we do all sorts of arts. We do STEM programming, which is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Right.
So they will do all sorts of programming with that. And then we do a lot of character building. So whether that be leadership or anti-bullying or, you know, how to make difficult decisions and just those types of things where you're really kind of getting them to do that critical thinking.
Yeah. I remember when Joe Bozzelli was the principal up at Diamondback and he started on the campus a program called Character Counts.
Mm-hmm.
And they renamed the walkways, you know, like Respect Way and
nice.
Something else, you know. But the teachers really got into it. None of the other principals picked up on it. But Joe Bozzelli was an older principal, and he was more about nurturing the kids and teaching them the right way than having them in his office.
Yeah.
You know, he was more about, let's take the time to show them how they need to be things,
mm-hmm.
do things. And having a 5-year-old in my house, I really understand that.
It is.
You know, because he's to the point, like he comes up to me this morning and he goes, Grandpa, can you drop me at the gym door today? And I said, I can drop you at any door you want, you know. And so he's learning to, you know, express his opinion and mm-hmm. his attitudes. But there can be attitudes sometimes.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
The unique thing that I love is listening to a team member dealing with a child who's having a hard time expressing that, whatever they're going through, expressing that frustration and hearing the team member sit down and say, okay, you know, like, what are you feeling? Where do you feel it in your body? Like, is it, and to hear like how they explain.
Because they've gone through counseling. They've gone through training.
Our staff has gone through training.
Yeah.
We're not certified counselors by any means. I would love to find a
grant. But they just didn't leave Mojave High School and walk in as a counselor. You know,
No. We do a fair amount of staff training, and we do monthly staff training. And they, you know, so the ones who've been with us for a really long time have gone through a considerable amount of training.
Right.
But a lot of them just are, the ones that stick with us are drawn to that. Like it's a passion.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have gone through difficult childhood so they can empathize with the kids, and or they just, you know, remember what it was like. Where I'm old, and so I have a hard time remembering.
You're old. Are you even 40 yet?
almost 40.
Yeah, okay, so you're not even close to old.
But I have a hard time remembering what it felt like to
old
five.
Is gonna walk through the door next.
Okay.
Old is going to walk through the door next.
All right. I don't know who's coming. But
one of your, well, see, you're in the Noon Kiwanis Club, Colorado mm-hmm. River Kiwanis
yep.
Club, and I have a former president coming in.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Gotcha. Wants to talk about some corn thing.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
right. I remember who's coming on next.
Yes.
Now I remember.
Yeah, that's old.
Yeah. So, yeah, but so, no, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And, the programming that we do, we try really hard to keep the kids both active. Like physically active and then mentally active, and then just give them a chance to unwind because they've been in school all day long.
Right.
And there's a lot of rules in school, which is great. And not that they come to the Boys and Girls Club and there's no structure, no rules.
Yeah,
there are a lot of rules.
There are, yeah.
But they also have that time to really just run it out.
Yeah, good.
You know?
Well, and they need that after school, you know, because you never know what kind of day they had at school.
Mm-hmm.
And in teaching fire and life safety for years, you never knew when you walked into a classroom, was there a kid in there that last night his uncle died?
Right.
Or something happened in his household that he's really going through something today and you don't even pick up on it.
Right.
You know, and I mean, kids deal with stress so much differently than you and I. And to them, it can be their best friend that sits next to them for all last year or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and now they've moved away.
Yeah.
And so, and they didn't get to say goodbye. They just were told he moved during the summer. She moved during the summer.
Or sometimes it's something as simple as somebody didn't say hi to them that day, and that just broke their heart. You know, so you just have to, there's a lot of empathy that has to be taken with kids and taking the time to really understand where they're coming from.
Right.
And every kid, you know, who walks in, they get a fresh start when they start back at the club, whereas if they've had a bad day at school, you know, that teacher doesn't forget that they were bad in the first hour. They're having a rough day all day long.
Yep.
But when they walk into the doors of the club, it's a new start. It's a fresh start.
And they're usually at the club for just 2 or 3 hours right now after school programs, right?
2:30 to 6.
Yeah. So it's not a long day, and depending upon when mom and dad or somebody picks them up. But still, they can see the light as soon as they get there. They can see, oh, okay, what time is this? 2:35? Okay, I'm out of here in a couple hours.
And they know they're going to walk in, and there's no pop quizzes. There's no tests.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But there is homework.
There is homework.
And
absolutely.
The simple fact that your staff helps them with homework, every parent out there has just got to be so happy with that.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Then when they get them home, they don't have to say, all right, 6:30, time to do your homework while I make dinner.
Yeah. It's rough. I mean, it is really rough. I was really fortunate that I had a stay-at-home mom, and so she, you know, I always had a warm dinner on, you know, and there was
But Owen doesn't have a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm. No, he's got two working parents.
Yep.
And sometimes I miss. I'm like, gosh, it would be so nice to not have like the American way where everybody needs a two income household and, you know, where moms could spend more time.
It's simple, Autumn, just sell your car.
Right.
And rent a little apartment.
Exactly.
And you guys will be fine.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
on one income.
That's very true.
Until the summer, and then you got to pay $350 electric bill, and you'll have to keep it up to about
$85.
Yep. And that's fine. You can do
that. I could. But I love what I do. And that's what's hard. It's hard to justify. You know.
Well, see, and that too goes back to the passion, because you had the passion, too.
I do. I love you know, the kids.
And to run the club and manage all the clubs. How many? You got
four.
Four clubs that you oversee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're almost to the maximum management level, because that's five. See, so when they say we're going to add another club like down in Mojave Valley, you say, okay, that's it, no more.
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
So tell us about all four clubs.
So
after the break, let's do this. Let's take a break, and then we'll get into that, because that's going to take a while.
Okay, you got it.
All right. We'll be right back.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Warm Sea heard the call for orthopedic surgeons and has created a team of bone and joint specialists. As part of this team, I can help you with your joint pain at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve you locally and keep you close to home. Call us at 763-2273. 763-CARE, and we do at Warm Sea.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third-row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswaneehyundai.com.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, or is actually Laughlin Outlet Center, but it's an enclosed mall, so, you know. And the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And we were talking with Autumn Boyle Robinson, and I said, tell us about your four clubs, because you were in one building, but you have three others out there.
Yes.
Even in two states.
Yes. Yeah. Two time zones.
Yeah. Soon, yeah.
Yes. So we have our kind of our flagship club is the Bullhead Club, and that's where we've been there for a little over 30 years. And then we have our Laughlin Club, which has been there the second longest, our second oldest club, and that is in the Parks and Rec building. So just not on the... Not on Casino Drive, but
on... a little back behind, behind the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is an awesome, awesome club because it's right next door to the park. So, you know, you have this beautiful playground and grass area that I don't have to maintain, which I think is phenomenal.
That's good. It's good. You don't have to go home on a Saturday and say, well, guys, I got to go mow the lawn.
Mow the lawn, yeah. Right? And then we have our teen center, which is located inside of our thrift store. There's a separate room, separate door, and that serves children from sixth grade on up.
And you're outgrowing that already.
We are outgrowing that already, which is insane. I'm just floored with that program. But the kids, the teens, and they're young. I mean, we have a lot of preteens in there because it starts at sixth grade. But they're so awesome. And they are just thriving in an area that is just for them, you know.
Yeah, they don't have any little kids around.
They don't have the little kids around. They know that they get their own rules. And Erica, my director, does a phenomenal job of really reinforcing the, you know, you have these privileges, but they can be taken away.
Yep.
And you
same thing they probably hear at home.
We hope so. We absolutely hope so. But they do such good work over there. It's so great. And then we have our club in Fort Mojave. So right now we are in the Fairway Constructions building, Constructors building.
Okay. That's a new location.
Which is, we're renting that. And then, fingers crossed, I will have some really big, exciting news sometime very soon.
So oh, okay.
I've been saying that for a year now, but I still can't announce it. So.
That's all right. Hey, it takes time to build these things.
It takes time, you know.
Yes. One of the things that we learn when we become adults is you must have patience.
I was not born with any of those.
I know. My wife's the same way. You know, she's no fun at Disneyland. I'm not standing in that line. I said, oh, okay, well, guess what? We might as well go home.
Right.
You know, because every ride's got a long line.
Every ride's got a line. Yeah. So. But then we have our two vans. And so we do, Mojave Valley School District will bus the students directly from school to the Fort Mojave Club. And
that's
then
cool.
The Bullhead School District does the same. They drop us off at the Bullhead Club.
Right.
And then Laughlin, we just walk over. It's right there.
That's convenient.
It's very convenient.
Right.
And then Teen Center, they get dropped off there, too.
Wow.
And then we have our two vans, which we pick up from, in Bullhead, we pick up from Malk, Maine.
Okay.
And then in Fort Mojave, we pick up from a couple charter schools as well.
Right. Okay.
So
then you have to pick them up and bring them to the appropriate clubs.
Correct. Right. Correct. So, so it works out really well. We try to make sure we're available for everybody. And
So you have a busing program, too.
We have a little bit of a transportation. Yep. That's very
now,
nice.
Now, with all of these buildings, what's your staff at right now without summer, now that we're back into school? You got 30 or 40 people out there?
Yeah, so with the thrift store, because we're all one big happy family, so I have about 45 employees right now.
Yeah, it's 40 and 50. I'm running out of money.
And in the summer, it'll get up to 70.
Wow.
So it's that is another common misconception about the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
Is, you know, we're a pretty big employer in the area.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, like we were saying, you've got to have these students that are trained to work with the younger students, you know, because you don't have many adults in your building except you and Karen? And
actually, this year we've been able to really get our staff, our core staff, I only have one of my core staff that's still in high school.
Oh, okay.
So that is really really
that's
nice.
That's good.
Yeah, we really enjoy that. So we have a great team, so we're really excited. So.
Great.
But do I have a few seconds to give a quick plug?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So we have one of our fundraisers coming up in November. I'm getting ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. I'm very excited.
This is the Trump?
Yes, this is the Desert Trump. Trump with an O. No, I don't get political. So deserttrump.com. And this is our off-road poker run. It is a two-day desert bash. We go out into off of I-40, exit number 2, which is Needle Mountain Road.
Okay.
And so we basically take that whole area of BLM and just turn it into a giant campground, and we do a 35-mile Jeep and truck run on Friday, and then we do a poker run for all the UTVs and anything you want to drive out there. And it is a ton of fun. We do a lot of cash prizes, live music, you name it. It's a great time.
Good. And this is the second or third year?
This is the fifth year.
Fifth year already?
The fifth year, yes.
Wow.
It is, I take it back. It's officially the River Rat Motorsports Desert Trump.
Right.
So, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And at one point in time, wasn't it like Bullhead Auto?
Nope.
And Marine? No?
No.
Maybe he was doing his own thing.
Yeah. River Rat Motorsports has been our title sponsor since day one.
Wow.
Yes. And Advanced Animal Gear has been our presenting sponsor since day one. So
okay, good.
We're very fortunate. I always feel like I know I have a good event when the sponsors ask me to come back.
Yeah, that tells you right off the bat, huh?
Yeah. I was like, oh, we did something right. So, so we're very, very pleased.
I went out and got 8 sponsors for our Kiwanis Club, and I'm waiting for them to start calling and saying, hey, when do we re-up and give you more money?
There you go.
I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah. So that's November 8th and 9th. And all the information and online registration is at deserttrump.com.
Great.
And it's super fun.
Fantastic. And that's your last fundraiser for the year?
Our last... not really. It's kind of our last fundraiser for the year. We are also heavily involved in the Laughlin Half Marathon.
Oh, okay.
So it's not our fundraiser, but we are their charitable partner.
All right.
So we get out there, and we'll have a group of kids running, and we'll have a group of us volunteering as well.
Ah.
And that is December, like the first Saturday in December. I want to say it's the 6th or 7th.
I think I've got it in here somewhere.
Yeah.
My community calendar is 3 pages long, and I can't read the whole thing, or I'd have to start at 10:30 in the morning.
I totally understand that.
Saturday the 7th.
There we go.
Yeah, and that's all I have. I have no other information about
it. Runlaughlin.com.
Yeah, runlaughlin.com.
Runlaughlin.com.
Okay.
So we're the charitable partner on that, and so we'll be, you'll start seeing some stuff. We're going to try to get a whole group of people to come out and run with us.
Good.
Or walk with us, because I don't run. I'm too old for that.
Oh, yeah. Look at the look you just got when you said you were old, see?
So.
Now, how do people get a hold of you? They have questions about the club, or someone's listening and wants to donate something.
Absolutely.
Or sponsor something?
We love donations and sponsors, and you can always catch us at our Bullhead office, which is our admin, which is 763-1411.
Right.
And our website is clubriver.org.
There you go. All right.
So.
Autumn Boyle Robinson, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. We appreciate it.
Yeah, speaking of old, we'll be back in a moment with our next guest.
Dying flame.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and 4.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. homeowners that see them, call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. We are back. And the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And we teased him by saying old is next, but how long have you been in Bullhead City?
Yeah, since 89.
89, yeah. Ken Sondergraf, attorney at law, but also the chair of the Corn Fest.
I am the chair of the Corn Fest for the third year.
Yeah, and your first year you were also the club president, weren't you? Or was it the second year?
I don't remember, because I've been the club president twice. But
yeah.
I don't remember when I was.
Because you were president at the same time you were trying to chair this, which is not easy to do.
Yeah, that's quite an event.
Yes, it is, and it's getting bigger.
Yeah, well, we've got more things and more entertainment, and it's going to be a bigger and better event. That's what we're trying to do.
What are our dates for those out there listening?
October 25th and 26th, and we've changed the hours a little bit based upon what's happened the last couple of years. So on Friday, the 25th, we're starting at 5 p.m.
Okay,
and we're going until 10 p.m. And then on Saturday, we're opening at 10 a.m., and we'll be open until 10 p.m.
Wow. Long days.
It'll be a long day for Saturday, but the hope is we'll get some people out there. Hopefully, we've got really nice weather.
Yeah.
Since we're burning up the desert for the last 2 months, maybe we'll be having some really
nice
weather.
That's a roll of the dice. You don't know until 2 days or 3 days before what it's going to be like.
And wind.
Yes.
In the wind, you never know. We've had wind a couple days in the last couple events. But it all calms down for the evening.
Makes for a nice event.
Yeah.
And you have bands.
We have bands. We have Friday night. Kid and Nick is our headliners. That are going to be playing, and then on Saturday. We've got two bands that are coming in. We've got one, the afternoon band. It's called Poison Made Sinners. And they're
okay.
playing for an hour and a half. They start at 2:45, and then they'll be over at 4:15. And then Saturday night, our headlining band from 6 to 10 is called Black Cat X, and they are classic rock and blues.
Oh, we know them.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's our news guy.
Oh.
Paul Lavoie.
There you go.
Yeah, he's the drummer.
Well, I hope he's better at drumming than he is at, fantasy football. He's on my fantasy football league, and he doesn't do very well every year.
You don't care as long as he doesn't win, right?
As long as he throws his money in, he does that. He regularly pays
to
play.
He should. The guy's got two jobs.
He's got plenty of money, apparently.
Yeah, apparently he does, yeah.
So we're set and excited about that. We've got Living Waters Hospice is coming back as our main title sponsor.
Right.
But our beer garden sponsor is Anderson Ford.
Ah.
And we got a couple things going on in the beer garden this year. First of all, we're doubling its size again. Wow. We just have so much stuff that's going on in the beer garden.
Well, you know, last year when I was there, it seemed like the beer garden was the place where people just hung out and talked.
Yeah.
You know, they were like Toby Cotter and five or six people were standing over in a corner. Jeff Tipton was there and I was there. We were there for like 2 hours just standing there drinking a beer talking.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, yeah. We're trying to get that community involvement and stuff. So we're doing a couple different things in the beer garden. Anderson Ford is again sponsoring our cornhole competition.
Oh, that's always fun.
Last year, it kind of wasn't really advertised as well, but this year we're trying to do it a little bit better. It's in fact, the you can sign up for it online if you go to our cornfestbhc.com, which is our main website.
Oh,
it has all of our information up there, and everything's up to date. Our Clay Parker, my co-chair, is the guy who handles that. But cornfestbhc.com.
Okay.
So you go there, it tells you all the lineup, tells you what we're doing, tells you who our sponsors are. You can sign up for the cornhole competition and pay for it right there. And we're doing a kind of like a family thing on Friday night for the cornhole. And the other thing that's happening is that they are having some adult games, oversized bar games, also in the beer garden. So we had to expand it so we could have more room
for
these games to play. Like they've got this giant beer pong thing that they play with a garbage can and a giant ball or something. I'm not certain because I haven't seen it yet, but that's what they're doing. And they're also, because it's Anderson Ford, they're also bringing some vehicles down, and they're going to be inside the beer garden.
In the beer garden.
I told them, hey, if you want them in the beer garden, you remember, people be putting their beer on your fenders and stuff and everything, but they're cool with that.
Well, okay.
So it's actually going to be about 15,000 square feet for the beer garden.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And
that's huge.
Yeah. We're moving things around. You know, every year I sit there and I look at a plan for how I think things ought to be. Then I get feedback from everybody about how things went. And so, you know, you always got to adjust. So this year we're actually – where the vendor's tent has always been on the south of the park.
Right.
And we usually have about 40 vendors that we have inside the tent. This year it's going all the way over to the north where you come in from the parking lot.
Okay.
So people are actually going to be funneled through the vendor's tent to get into the
into the
main park.
Okay.
And then we're going to have over by the – so the beer zone is actually in the southwest corner. Kind of like where it's been, it's just going to be greater and expanded. We not only have the main stage, which is going to be where it always is in the middle there on the western edge, but we also have another stage we're putting right in the center of the entire thing.
Wow.
And that's where the party boys are going to be DJing and keeping things going when we're switching out the bands.
You also use Loki, don't you?
No, we're not using Loki this year.
Okay.
But Party Boys helped us out last year. We had some issues last year. I mean, it seems like you always have issues, you know? If you can get past the issues.
You know, people remember the Corn Fest for years being out in Fort Mojave.
Right.
And then it was at the college. And then it went away.
Yeah.
And then you and your daughter had this dream.
She had a dream. I just facilitated the nightmare.
Oh, I see. So you're still in your infancy at this location, three years.
And we never ran it before. I mean, I ran it.
Right.
I've been putting it together and running it, and we've been, I will say this, one of the things that we've been able to do, and which is kind of one of the things that the Mesa Club was unable to do, or at least the last couple of years, they lost $20,000 a year when they were running that in the last 2 years.
Wow.
And I told my club when we agreed to start this, I said, look, I said, the only way this works is if we make money, because otherwise it's not worth it. So the very first year we did one day just to see how the public would receive it, you know, and how everybody would do. And we made about $5,000 that year net.
That's okay. That's better than losing.
But besides the $5,000, we gave out around $11,000 to the community people who came out to run the game booths and that type of stuff. And that we did in one day.
Yeah.
Last year, we ended up netting around $20,000 for our club. But again, we gave out around $15,000
to
the other nonprofits that came and ran the game booths. The choir that ran the kids zone for us.
Yeah.
There was Interact who did the corn
You had the Kingman Kiwanis Club that came down and did burgers.
Yeah, they came down and did burgers. But, you know, it's one of those things that the more community involvement, the better off we are. And from the standpoint of what we're trying to do, we want to keep the cost low for the families. Right. So we want this to be a family-friendly atmosphere. One of the old things that you used to do at the old Corn Fest was that they would fence the entire perimeter. And people could walk around with their beers and do it. Well, you know, the old Corn Fest had to have about 30 or 40 people on security.
Yeah. That's why they lost $20,000.
Yeah. We don't have any security because we don't have a problem that way.
Right. Keep in a 15,000 square foot zone.
Yeah. If you want a beer, go in there. You can take your kids in there. It's family friendly in that way. But it keeps away from the other areas.
The
and
games.
We can control what's going on because that was one of the things that they ended up, they just kind of lost control a little bit. From that standpoint. So we want to keep it friendly. We want the kids to be over there playing the kid games, jumping in the bounce houses, doing the petting zoo. All of these things we're having come back this year. Pony rides and the pumpkin patch. So we've got the pumpkin patch again this year.
And then, of course, the next week, like you don't have enough to do right towards the end of the month. Then you go to the last day of the month, and at the same location...
Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat.
Yes, trunk or treat. And it's, and one of the big things that we have, which started because somebody said, hey, I'd like to handle that, was the scream zone that we had. We now call that scream in the dark.
Scream in the dark.
The scream in the dark. So we have a 7,500 foot tent that we build out, and we do a different layout every year. So we have people that are handling that. And
there's always a line.
That is a big thing because we start during when it's dark, so it's about 7:30,
right?
And we're done at 10 o'clock. Yeah. We only have 2.5 hours or so to put people through both Friday and Saturday night, and that was a big fundraiser for us. I mean, people bought those tickets and stood in line and went through it, and they all seemed to have a lot of fun.
And then you leave it up.
And then when Trunk or Treat comes the next week, we open that back up and we run people through there. And we actually raised a little bit of money. We asked for donations, I think, at that point to go through there. And so that's the big problem or the big concern we always have is getting actors for inside. We've got to tap into some of our entertainment groups in this area who want to come out and
perform.
Do that type of stuff. And we try to make it nice for them. We give them breaks. We give them pizza. We bring them water and everything. But, it's
2.5 hours of exhaustion.
And lots of times it's hot inside those tents. They don't get any cooling, and it's dark also.
Remember last year, the vendor tent, they started rolling up the sides of the tent, because it was a little warm in there.
Yeah, and we encourage that. I mean, that's part of the one that we do from that standpoint. That's the other thing that this – when I went out and looked for the tents and the things to do this, we're down at Praise Chapel has these tents. And ago, probably a couple of years ago, we had donated a 30-by-60 tent that we had gotten or bought once upon a time, our club. But you just got to have the manpower. You got to know how that stuff goes up.
Yep.
We had bought it for a specific purpose. And then it just was too much. So we donated to them. They're the tent people. So the other thing that happens is we pay Praise Chapel
to put it up
their tents.
Right.
We wrote them a check the last 2 years for $5,000 because they rent their tents out. That's how they make part of their money.
Exactly.
But the pastor there, Pastor Cates, has known me for a lot of years, and he's always helpful. He brings his guys down. They set it up for us.
Is he your confession guy you go to on a regular basis?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because we don't want Pastor Cates to know anything about what's going on.
Okay, all right.
But so we ended up so we support them because we write them a check out of these proceeds and everything that we have. So everything is kept local for the most part.
It's a community event that supports the community and other nonprofits besides your club.
Yeah, and the other thing, they're working on that on the park down there.
Yes, they are.
Gary Keith Park. And so they've got the south end looking pretty good. They got grass and pathways down there.
Yep.
They've got more stuff to do, but they got the bathrooms are supposed to be in and done by the end of this.
Well, they'll be in and done, but you have to remember, this bathroom that they're building is not made for your event.
Well, it's got three stalls each.
Exactly.
It's like, how many stalls do you need?
Do you want the line at your spook house to be the same at the restroom?
No, we've already contracted. We've got the big trailer coming in for that, and then we'll have other porta potties around. Yeah. But the fact that we're getting that park put into shape there.
Oh, yes. It's looking good. In fact, Olivia's coming on here in about 3 weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
She's so busy, you know, with the park and shred and everything else that she's doing. It was like, I sat down and I said, okay, what day you want on this calendar? She goes, not that month. I went, oh, okay, let's go the next month, you know.
Yeah, she is. Well, and part of that is because of the improvements. Now, one of the things that we told back when we began this, and we wanted the middle section there to be named after Jim Ennis, one of our founding members for our Kiwanis. So we gave him $50,000 to put in the electrical and the other stuff with regard to that. But the other thing we agreed to do was we told them we're going to have the Corn Fest here, and it's going to be here for years and years and years.
Exactly.
So we as part of our agreement with them, as part of our agreement with them, we give them 10% of our net proceeds that we raise with the Corn Fest for park improvements.
Right.
So we wrote them a check for $2,000 this last year for that. So I mean, it's one of those things that we really want the community to come out and enjoy and have fun. And you know, little kids. I mean, this is geared a lot toward probably 12 and under.
Right.
If you're 12 to 16, you should be in there working something. You know,
yes.
Interact.
What if somebody does want to work? What if somebody has a booth they want to do, or somebody that's a mom of a scouting group or a band member or something, and they want to participate?
Sure. If you go on to our website, we have different pages for different things. If you want to be a sponsor, there's a page for that. It tells you who to get in contact with. If you want to be a vendor, there's a sign up right there. You can click on it. We are still looking for vendors. We have 40 spots available. As typical with most vendors, we don't fill up until the last minute. But the first one who fills up, who comes in, you know, we do monitor them to make sure that we're not getting people who are selling the same type of thing. And then if from a sponsorship, like for our game booths. So our game booths, you know, we've got 14 game booths we're running this year. And so what we do is it's a $300 sponsorship charge. The sponsorship charge pays for everything associated with the game booth.
Right.
It pays for the toys. It pays for the game. It gives you your spot. And you can put up whatever signage you want and all that type of stuff. And then whatever group is running that, you can have your own group. Like the Venom football team or baseball team, they come and sometimes do that.
Right.
River Valley football last year ran one of them. Whatever money that you get for the game that you can get people to pay for these games, you keep. They pay in tickets. Every ticket is a dollar. And then we keep track of them. You know, they're in your buckets. And then we count them up. And we cut a check back to whatever organization is there for whatever they've amassed, less 10%. We keep 10%. And so that all last year we wrote checks out anywhere from $350 to $900. I think was the person one of the groups that had made the most.
Right.
So I mean, we get these community members that are out there. They can make money for their organizations, it gives. And it only takes a couple kids and an adult to run the operation, and you're not there that long. I mean, it's 5 hours on Friday, but all of this stuff is up on the website. We send out, we've got contracts we send out to people so they know what they're supposed to do. Anybody can always call me in order to ask me that type of stuff. I'll give you my cell phone. It's 928-716-8949.
And you know, at the beginning of our show, they give out the phone number, but some people don't want to pick up the phone and call. And so they decide, well, I'll just text Larry during the show. He'll find time to read it at some point.
Of course.
So Paul Lavoie probably wants to help you out with sound this year. You know, he does the sound at the RV, you know. In this board, he knows all these little things right here. I know this one that goes up and down, you know. But and then Mr. Parker, your co-chair, has jumped on here and said you can email questions to bhccornfest@gmail.com.
Well, there you go.
So,
lots of ways to communicate with us.
So people
standpoint.
Just jump right in here and become a part of the show, you know.
Yeah, we have our entertainment, party boy DJ, but we also have for our sound, because you brought that up, was Fixed Means Entertainment. And they are they're running the sound and the lights and everything. We had issues with that in the last couple of years, so we hope that that's all figured out from this point forward.
This is no different than the regatta. You know, when you think about the early stages of the regatta, it grew and grew and grew, and every year they kept making changes and changes and changes.
Yeah.
I don't remember when Disneyland started, but I'm sure they did the same thing. I'm sure every night they sat down and said, okay, what are we going to change tomorrow? You know, we need a white guy in a suit picking up trash. What? You know? But everybody goes through this.
Yeah. And we you know, you want to keep things fresh. You kind of don't want to always do the same type of thing. But, you know, on the other hand, our target age is 12 and under. You know, it's like little kids who've never seen farm animals, kids who've never rode on a pony. A pumpkin patch, what's that? Well, you know, you did it at the right time of year. We sold 300 pumpkins last year.
Wow.
And we were selling them. I think we paid $3 for them, and we were selling them for either $5, or if you bought a wristband along with it, you got it for $4. So we weren't making a whole lot of money on
right.
them. But it was something I can remember in Bullhead City in years past, looking for a dang pumpkin for my children and not having any in town. Yeah. Now, maybe that's not such a big problem anymore, but on the other hand, I can remember going out to these places that have the pumpkins, and they want $10 a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And I understand. I'm all about profit motive and everything. But, you know, so we're at least providing a venue for people to come to, and they can say, hey, it's Saturday. We'll go down. We'll do the bounce houses and stuff and everything. Because you put your bounce houses. We've got the Mojave Choir runs the kids zone for us.
Right.
So we've got bounce houses that they make sure the kids go in and out. Everything's, you know, copacetic.
They're selling
the wristbands and the pumpkins. So that all, you know, kind of from that standpoint. And we're trying to do more family packages. So there's going to be packages this year for our tickets and our wristbands and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll get, you know, I mean, we figure last year we probably had somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 16 to 18,000 people come through. So this year I'm expecting more. We think hopefully more people will sit around and drink more beer.
Yeah.
That'd be a good thing.
Hopefully.
Play the games.
And if they have questions, they can email bhccornfest@gmail.com or call you at 716-8949.
I have to remember. Never call myself.
Difficult question. All right, Ken, thank you so much. We're going to have you back next month, and we're going to talk about it again.
All right.
We'll get closer and closer.
Okay.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Warm Sea heard we needed more podiatrists, and I have been added to our team of bone and joint specialists. I'm here to help you with your foot pain at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve our area to keep you close to home. Call us at 763-2273. That's 763-CARE. And we do at Warm Sea.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
This is Robert Brandyfine of the Guardian Foundation of Bullhead City, inviting you to come out and join us in the second annual Suicide Awareness and Prevention Walk of Bullhead City. It is at Ken Fogar Park at 2255 Train Road in Bullhead City, Monday, September 9th. Registration starts at 4:15, walk starts at 5:10. This is a free community event. Come out and walk for a loved one or a survivor.
Calendar part of the program. If you have something that you want, if you have something you'd like on our community calendar, you can email to me at tuneforce@gmail.com, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, @gmail.com. Everything that we have in here is also on our Facebook page, so you can check that out if you missed something. Coming up Wednesday night, tomorrow, is the Relay for Life kickoff party at Harris from 5 until 8. If you have questions, call Karen at 928-201-2327. Friday night, it is the annual Golden Shovel football game, Mojave versus Lake Havasu, at the Anderson Event Center, Anderson Auto Group Event Center. Starts at 7:30. You can pick up all the action, by the way, on our sister station, KNTR Sports. You know, AM and FM. And you can, if you don't want to go to the game, you can listen to it. But you go check out that new stadium. Also, Friday night is the fourth annual Mega Mixer at the Aquarius Casino. Starts at 5 o'clock. Then, if you have any questions, call the Laughlin Chamber at 702-298-2214. Saturday is the Integrated Health Symposium, bringing physical health, mental health, and substance abuse together. This is free to the public. It's at Mojave Community College from 8:30 in the morning until 2 o'clock. There's going to be guest speakers. If you ever wanted to know anything about substance abuse or integrated health with physical and mental health together, you might want to come to that. It's absolutely free. They're going to feed you breakfast and lunch, and that's at the college in Bullhead City. You have any questions, call Carol at 928-219-2582. And then also, Kim, put your headset back on. Saturday night, let's talk briefly real quick here about the wine and cheese event your club is doing this Saturday night.
We are doing that.
That's right. We should talk about that, too.
Okay. That's at the Anderson, at the Field House.
Right.
I think it's one of the first events that they're going to have there, so we'll see how that goes.
That's going to be in the meeting room there.
Yeah. And how big? I think last count I had, I think they had sold 20 tables.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. Although we got still more room and more tables.
Okay.
So we have beer vendors and wine vendors who are bringing in stuff for people to sample. We'll have music and dancing. And I know they've got hors d'oeuvres of some various types that they're bringing in from that standpoint.
And Sherry's in charge of tickets.
Sherry Quinn.
928-542-3587.
Yeah, and there's also a silent auction. I think we're I think we have close to 100 items that they're putting on the silent auction.
That's 6 to 9 this Saturday night at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse.
And all that money we raise is probably going to scholarships, if I remember correctly.
Gave out a lot of scholarships last year.
Yeah, we give out anywhere. I mean, it depends on the year, but I think last year we gave out $10,000 or $11,000 in scholarships.
That's awesome.
We do.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
All right.
No problem.
So that's coming up this weekend, this Saturday night. If you want to go, check it out. Also, there's a prayer rally coming up on Sunday. This is at Fiesta RV Resort at 6 p.m. If you have any questions, call William Jones at 928-234-6437. And then on Thursday night, the 12th, we have a Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce mixer, and that is at the JP's Pub and Grill. And I saw Kathy yesterday, and she's planning it, working on it right now. So that's at 5:30. If you have any questions, call the Chamber, 754-4121. That's what's going on around our valley. That's going to can it for me today. Thanks to Autumn Boyle Robinson for coming in and Ken Sondergroff. We're back tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Robert Brent Fine talking about the Guardian Foundation and
the voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.